Lord, for this another day. We thank you, dear Lord, for your many, many blessings. We thank you, dear God, for each and everything you've done for us. Dear Lord, I just ask you to be in this service today, dear Lord. Just be with us as we sing, dear Lord. Just help us, dear God, to sing from our heart, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, that you bless the ones that's already been here, dear Lord, from the Sunday school hour, dear God. And I do pray, dear Lord, for Brother Jim. As he brings a message, dear Lord, you'll just send a message from on high, dear Lord. And you know what we need to hear today, dear Lord. Dear Lord, do be of those that's sick, dear God, if it be thy will, dear Lord, just touch your bodies. And dear Lord, be with those that's lost loved ones, dear Lord, just fill the emptiness, dear Lord, that only you can. And dear Lord, I love you and I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Jesus keeps you singing. It's good to know that the Lord puts a song in your heart. Amen. Keep a song in your heart. Sunday school this morning had 98. There's two people missing. I don't know where they are. 98 in Sunday school. Appreciate every one of you that's here this morning. God bless you for being in Sunday school this morning. And the several classes that either met or exceeded their enrollments this morning. The Sandra's class there with the babies, the young ones down there this morning. And also Jackie, the Doves class. Glenda, the Crusaders class. Miss Fonzel and the Deborah class, the ladies class, faithful class right there. And the most in attendance this morning, Brother Mark's class, the Shepherd's class this morning. And we had 9 visitors this morning. Appreciate you that's visiting with us this morning. And those of you that may have come in since Sunday school, we appreciate you as well. And thank you for coming and visiting with us here at New Salem Baptist Church. And if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, come visit with us here anytime at New Salem Baptist Church. It's good to have you.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I got a couple of cards I need to read. The first one says, just a note of thanks for the support of everyone during the illness of my parents, Wanda and Luther Hartline. It is such a blessing to be included in a family of such wonderful, caring, and giving people. And we are all in the Lord's family. Excuse me. Thank you to those who were with us in the hospital. The loving phone calls, flowers, and for the prayers. We appreciate those things, and especially for the prayers. Please continue to pray for them, not our will, but God's will in their lives. And that is from Loretta, Bo, Dennis, and Boyd. So let's continue to remember Mr. and Ms. Hartline and their family. And then we got a nice card from the family of Miss Inez, just thanking the church for the prayers and for what was done. And they sent a check to the church and just appreciation, a financial donation to our church. So let's continue to remember their family. And then we've got a graduation invitation from Miss Ashley Phillips. It'll be Friday, May 25th at the Dade County High School in the gymnasium there, and it'll start at 7 o'clock. How many others are graduating this year? I know Camry, Luke, Ashley, anybody else? Nobody else? Well, we've got at least those 3 graduating this year, so... Yeah, that's Luke. Yeah, got him. So remember graduation. And the banquet, ladies' banquet's coming up this Friday, May 11th at 7 o'clock. Special guest speaker, Miss Jean Forehand, and then refreshments will be served afterwards. Now the speaker, Miss Jean, she's going to be in the church doing the speaking up here, and then they'll move down to the fellowship hall for refreshments. And you don't have to bring anything. The food has been taken care of. Miss Jones said the only thing they need is you ladies to show up. That's the only thing they need is for all the ladies. So invite somebody to come with you. Again, everything will be taken care of. Just come and enjoy the evening. That'll be this Friday starting at 7 o'clock. Remember, next Sunday is Mother's Day. If your mother can't come here, we won't be having evening service next Sunday night, so that'll give you an opportunity to go and visit your mother then. So be praying about Mother's Day. And Brandy has got a team started. Remember, she did this last year for the Susan G. Coleman Race for the Cure. She's got her team started up. They had a good time last year. I think had a good participation. So if you'd like to get involved in that, you can see Brandy after church and get the information. The race will be on September 30th. Just right after church like it was last year. So if you need anything, get with her on that. Remember the fish fry? We has been canceled. No fish fry tonight. We'll get a later date sometime in the summer, and we'll get on that. Any birthdays or anniversaries?
John had a birthday.
John had a birthday. Can you stand up? You able? There you go. Oh, they did. Where are they? You not standing up?
Oh, is
it? Okay. No, I'm not going to do it. What you doing first?
Birthday.
Birthday, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
Come, and if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offerings. Brother Dennis, we ask God's blessing on offering, please.
Thank you.
get your helper to sing. She's just a regular blowing bubble.
Anywhere else, and nobody else can help you. Where could I I go to the Lord. I don't know if y'all think about that the way I do or not, but there's so many days and times that I face situations and circumstances in life, and I've got nowhere to turn to the Lord. You can't help me. Deacons can't. You can't. Brother Harold, you can't, because it's not within your power. I know y'all do all you could. You know, but we face situations in life. We face discouragements, disappointments. And it's a time, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord? I'm thankful to stand and say I've got a God I can turn to that cares this morning. I've got a God that's compassionate about my discouragements and my problems in life. And when nobody else can, He not only wants to, but He will.
Amen.
Serve a God that can, will, and wants to. Amen. And we'll sing a verse. Living below in this so sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's soul.
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go?
Thank you very much.